the writer goes around tattletaling tattletales. I am a tattletale. Can't help it. I tell tales, but I also, in the process, rat on people. I out you and your foibles, vices, beauty, shallowness, brilliance. I sneak my pen around the page when you are not looking and immortalize your idiosyncrasies and your heroism. I am a transcriptionist. I copy you down and tell others things you may not know about yourself. I tell things you wish I'd keep secret. I praise you when you don't even recognize your praiseworthiness. I describe you so accurately you can't even recognize yourself in the story. I tell on other people, and you suspect I'm talking about you. Sometimes you are jealous of me. Sometimes you secretly admire what I do and wish you knew my secret. This flabbergasts me, because I don't know my secret. I just write and let the fingers and the page and the pen and the gut and the heart tell all. If I try to force myself to write, it's like trying to squeeze toothpaste from a flattened, spent tube. If I try to backtrack and edit or expurgate and obliterate what I've written, it's like trying to fill an empty tube with toothpaste. It's always too late. What's written is written. I am a tattletale, but nobody escapes me. I can't even stop writing things about myself that I don't want you to know. It's always too late. I out everything when I write. I tell the future. I look back to the future. I tell the past. I look forward to the past. I am a writer. I fictionalize the truth. I spy the truth in fictions. No matter how I write it, it comes out true. It comes forth as truth. I write because I can't lie. I write because somebody has to tell the truth that only I can tell. I am a writer, and I can't go back and change that fact.